and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the podcast. As we record and release this, we are just a matter of a few short days from Cisco Partner Summit in San Francisco. And in this edition of the podcast, we're going to preview what we can expect from the company's second Partner Summit of this year. We'll be joined by Mark Collins, Cisco Canada Channel Chief, with whom we'll discuss what partners can expect from next week in San Francisco, why the company is doing a second big tent get-together just 6 months after its last partner summit, and Cisco's big evolution towards software and subscriptions, and, of course, what all that means to the partner community. So with that in mind, let's get into it with Mark and set the stage for next week. Mark, thanks for joining us on the podcast once again.
Glad to be here.
As we speak, we are obviously well less than a week out from Partner Summit, the second Partner Summit of 2016. An interesting move made by Wendy Barr when she moved into the Channel Chief worldwide role. Can you talk a little bit about that and kind of your thoughts on having two Partner Summits in the course of 1 year and what this opportunity gives you guys this year?
Sure. Thanks for the question. And I'm glad we're starting there because I'm sure it's been something that a lot of folks have been wondering. And we've spent a lot of time talking about it internally. And the net is Partner Summit has been a long-standing event that we've had that is really our flagship event where we bring all our partners together and share with them our strategy, what we're up to, where we're going with the company and innovations that we are striving to bring to the market, as well as give a lot of our partners access to our global executive community, which they'd certainly see, you know, in the press, but not get a lot of one-on-one time with unless they go to an event like this. So all of that said, historically, Partner Summit was happening in the springtime. And for those of you who know Cisco, you would know that our fiscal year runs from summer to summer. And having a fiscal year from running from summer to summer means that in the late summers, when we've typically all come together as a global sales force and had our kickoff for the year, which is something we call our GSX, in that our executives share with us their thoughts and plans for the future. They share a lot of the technology strategies that we're bringing forward, and they really get our sales force excited about what is to come for the year ahead. And then send them out into the marketplace to go and make it happen. And something that Wendy shared was by having Partner Summit historically in the spring, we were unfortunately in a situation where a lot of that energy and a lot of the communications and material that had been shared with our sales force at the late summer was probably aging at that point in the spring. And so by moving Partner Summit up to the fall, what we're able to do is really more tightly tie what is communicated and shared with the partners to exactly what our sales force receive at our GSX event in the late summer. So ultimately, the one event becomes an extension of the other, and all of our sellers and our community of sellers, our partner community, partner sales force, partner engineering force, they all have the same message, the same material, the same communications, and they're all on the same page. So when we're out there in the market together, we're all working with the same material at the same time. And hence the decision was made to move it to the fall. So we could either have it this fall or wait a year and then reset. And we decided, let's not wait that long to all get together. And the decision was made as a one-off. Let's have this one in the fall. It'll be twice in 1 year, but we'll reset the clock and it'll be in the fall from now on.
18 months is a long time in this industry.
18 months, you'll see new companies come, new companies go, new products announced, and things that we're not even thinking about right now that'll all be out there in the press, for sure.
Exactly. So we've seen some of the stuff that came out at the Global Sales Conference a couple of months ago and some of the direction that's going. Can you kind of walk us through both your thoughts on the major takeaways from that for partners, and I think this will tie in nicely with what partners can expect at the kind of macro level from Partner Summit in San Francisco next week?
Sure. And the two areas that I would really focus when I think about that question are really from an architecture and technology perspective, and then from, and so I call that from the inside out. And then I look at it from a services and outcomes perspective from the outside in. So from the inside out, what we talked about last year at Partner Summit, and we saw it in a big way at our kickoff, and I think that you'll see this in a very big way at Partner Summit, is we're continuing to evolve into being a diversified company from a perspective of software. We've grown up with long and deep roots in the hardware business, growing up as a router company, a switching company, entering voice and data center over time. But as the market has shifted and becomes more of a software-oriented market, we're right there with the market, and we're seeing this evolve in terms of how our customers are actually buying from us. We've seen some huge uptake of our software offers through Cisco One and through our enterprise licensing agreements. So I think you'll see a very, very strong message around Cisco as a software company as we continue to evolve in that space, number one. And secondly, we've all acknowledged over the past 2 or 3 years that the actual buying patterns are changing, and the buying centers are moving out into the line of business. It's where budget's moving. It's where decision points are being made in a much more significant fashion. So Cisco is becoming much more conscious of how we work with our partners in a manner where a triangulation occurs. And I was literally discussing this with some folks last week, and that is to say, for many, many years, I think we've done a great job of talking to technology to technologists, salespeople and engineers, talking to CIOs and architects. We've brought some amazing technologies to market, and we've done a great job in many, many of our product categories. However, along the way, I'm not sure that we always remembered to ask the customer, did we always know what actual business problem was being solved along the way? We told a great story, and we delivered amazing technologies that certainly made our technology shine brighter than many others. But I'm not that sure that we always remember to ask and understand what actual business problem are we solving? What is this technology doing to power our customers and solve problems for them? So in asking those questions now, I think you'll see us discussing this and focusing on this. I think you'll see ecosystem breakouts at Partner Summit, which we had as a first-time experiment last Partner Summit, and a real strong focus on, you know, beyond the technology, the hardware, what is the actual ISV or industry solutions partner that also is a part of the conversation? How are we all coming together to actually understand and deliver on solving the business problem that the customer is facing and ultimately delivering an outcome or an experience versus only providing the best-in-class technology solution?
Right. You touch on the software and kind of the subscription method of selling and that shift that's going on, certainly something we've seen accelerated by Chuck Robbins over the last year and even more so, I think, over the last 6 months. Two-pronged question around that. A, how are partners keeping up with that and adopting to that? And B, how do you see the partner program and how you guys work with partners evolving in that new reality that you describe?
Sure. I think that I think you'll see this story unfold over time. So, the first step has been able to reconfigure and redesign the way we actually sell and bring our products to our customers so they can buy them in bundles and license models, which historically they couldn't. Historically, every piece of software was hard-coded and hard-associated with a specific piece of hardware. So we're seeing over time the partners really jump on board with Cisco One, where the ELA business is going gangbusters right now. So I think the partners get it. The partners have got lots of history in selling software, so there's a lot of best practices that they have that partners actually bring to us, and we work together to make this business go faster. So that's been a huge success, but I also think it's the beginning of, you know, one of the next chapters in Cisco's future, and that is over time really many, if not all, of our technologies being delivered to the market in an as-a-service model as customers and partners prefer to work in that model. So first step is for software to be something that can be ultimately delivered in the model, the consumption model of the customer's choosing. And then when you look at software mapped to things like cloud, you look at our Meraki offer, you look at our HCS offer, more and more customers are choosing which partner they want to deal with and then consuming that Cisco offer, that software-based offer from the cloud. Sure. And we're seeing the partners show very, very strong interest in that because there's an increasing demand from partners to be able to deliver solutions in an annuity model so they can build relationships that last a lifetime as opposed to just being the life of a project itself.
Keeping with Partner Summit, what can you tell me about what the Canadian contingent for next week in San Francisco is going to look like in terms of attendance and in terms of things that the Canadian side has on tap?
Yeah, we're really excited, and I can tell you I'm dealing with all of them, discussing it on a daily basis right now, and the Canadian leadership will be there in force, and all of them are really excited to get with the partners next week. Our entire leadership team will be there with us in San Francisco. They're really looking forward to it, and we're expecting to see approximately 100 partners there from Canada. So it's an exciting time. We expect a strong turnout from our partners. We made a decision some time ago to make sure that this is a sales-oriented and a leadership summit of sorts. So we're having lots and lots of leaders from various partners there, and also a variety of different kinds of partners. We have our national integrators who will be there, our service provider partners will be there, and we'll also have a number of different partners that will be there that represent more regional portions of the business aligned to our Partner Plus program, which has been a big hit, and representing a lot of the areas in Cisco where there's specialization in particular communities across Canada are often best represented by some of these smaller partners. We'll have the whole mix there, SP, SI. We'll have our regional partners as well as our distributors will be there because they're a key part of our business, and our distributor leadership team will be there as well.
An ever-broadening ecosystem, isn't it?
It is absolutely ever-broadening, and the ones I just described, one would probably think of them as varying sizes of our traditional partners, but we'll also have community representation there by what we call influencers, so some of our consulting houses, some of our software partnerships as well. So the whole, or a sampling of the whole machinery that we use to go to market in these ecosystems will all be there in San Francisco with us for sure.
All right. A couple months into the new fiscal now, I guess, and aside from what we've kind of already talked about in the lens of Partner Summit, any other major priorities and goals in the channel Cisco-wide for this fiscal?
Sure. I mean, I'm not going to give away all of my thunder before I get there. I did talk about priorities when we were there, but I would say one of the themes under the whole set of priorities that we talked about when we were there, which spanned everything from architectures and practices to people and skills development, it all points to one thing, and that is ensuring that we have a healthy community of partners, and partner profitability is king. We understand our partners have choices. We understand our partners every day get out of bed and share their advice and direction with customers, sometimes when we're in the room and sometimes when we're not in the room. And we always want to know that our partners can continue to have confidence in Cisco in terms of delivering on a commitment to bring programs and best practices to all our partners whereby they can build businesses working with Cisco. And not only build businesses working with Cisco because it allows them to be very profitable and build healthy businesses, but also bring the best technology to those customers along the way. So you'll see us really spend time focusing on the progress we've been making to continue to build a stronger profitability story with our partners, and also not do all the talking, make sure we're doing our fair share of listening as well to understand, you know, how far have we come and what more do you need to continue to build businesses together with us.
All right, beautiful. Since we're chatting about kind of the market and the opportunities you see for this year, I wonder if you could kind of take a broader look at Canada and share with us any thoughts you have on new and exciting spots in the Canadian market for partners for the balance of 2016 and into 2017, and where you'd like to see partners headed and where you see the opportunities headed.
Well, I think that the best way I could answer that question is just let's go back to last Partner Summit and Chuck Robbins, our CEO. He stood on stage and talked about, you know, the wave of innovation that we were going to unleash on the market. And he wasn't kidding, because we actually announced two acquisitions within 24 hours when we were in San Diego. And since then, we've launched net new security projects. We've brought our Clicker acquisition in the catalog. HyperFlex is now up and running. So, I mean, the net is in the Canadian market. There is so much innovation that Cisco has brought out just in the past 6 months alone, and the market is changing. There's new technology platforms, so as we discussed earlier, there's also new consumption models, new software offers that have expanded across a greater portion of our catalog. So the reality is there's probably never been a better time to partner with Cisco than right now. The depth and breadth of technology that we bring to the market, the focus that we have on software, the flexibility to bring consumption models that fit with the partner and customer needs, I don't think that there's ever been a better time. And the technology is moving at such a rapid rate, the ability for partners to sit with customers and be their trusted advisor and help them understand the opportunity to latch on to and drive some of these new technologies in their business to compete. The urgency to do that has never been greater. I mean, we're in a global economy. The Canadian government right now is clearly focused on a global agenda when we see the interaction that our Canadian government is having with countries in Asia and Europe. It's never, ever been a more global market to operate in than it is right now. And so for Canada to compete, we need to innovate. We need to invest in technology. We think Cisco is a customer's best choice, and we think our partners are in a great position since we do well over 90% of our business through partners to take advantage of these innovation waves and help our Canadian companies compete in the global market.
All right, great. And from a same question, sort of from a more personal point of view, in your role as channel chief, what are your major goals, priorities, and focuses for Partner Summit and for the weeks and months beyond?
Well, let's break that into two pieces. So for Partner Summit itself, it's the best opportunity that we have to reconnect with the community face-to-face. Although I do my fair share of travel and we have fabulous technologies like telepresence, it's nice to get everybody together in one city at one time and just reconnect as a community and as a family. All of these partners that we work with, they're building businesses and careers in their companies, but they're doing it with us as a part of the mix, and we don't take that for granted. I don't take that for granted. So to get together with the partners and share with them what we're up to and the direction that we're going, our continued commitment to profitability in their businesses, it's a big deal to me. I take it very personally, and the opportunity to get together with them and share those stories, but also thank them for their partnership is very important to me. And then looking at it in the future, the theme of Partner Summit will be full speed, and that's probably one of the biggest priorities I have in terms of spending time with partners is together. Let's all talk about how can we all go faster. There's never been more opportunity. It's never been more competitive, and I would say speed is one of the biggest advantages that we can all have. So taking advantage of the actual theme of full speed at Partner Summit and figuring out together as a group how can we all collectively move faster to accelerate the Canadian economy with the work that we do and the innovations we bring to market. For me, that will not be just a short-term, not just a medium or long-term. That will be a permanent priority of mine because I think speed equals us all succeeding together.
All right. Great note tended on. Mark, always a pleasure chatting with you. Appreciate you doing your show, and we shall catch you next week in San Francisco, I'm sure.
I'll look forward to it. Safe travels.
You too. So there you have it, a primer as we head into Cisco Partner Summit next week. Of course, a reminder, channelbuzz.ca will be on the scene at the Moscone Center in San Fran next week. Expect to see a lot of coverage on the site. For now, I'd like to thank Mark for making the time to discuss Partner Summit. I know it's obviously a busy time for any channel chief in the weeks and days before an event like this. And of course, I'd like to thank all the sponsors, Cisco Canada included, for their sponsorship of channelbuzz.ca. And of course, finally, thank you for listening and joining us. Hey, that's about all the time we have for this edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. We'll be back real soon with news and views from the Canadian partner community. And as we're moving into the last 2 months of the year, be on the lookout for our annual New Year's podcast series coming up in the next number of weeks. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.